Topic 53, Etheric Body, Vital Body. 1. In the etheric body, which is an exact replica of its denser counterpart, we have the organ of active radiatory fire and the vehicle of prana. Its function is to store up the rays of radiatory light and heat which are secured from the sun and to transmit them via the spleen to all parts of the physical body. When the physical furnace burns brightly and when the fuel of the body, pranic rays, is adequately assimilated, the human frame will function as desired. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 57. 2. The etheric body is the mold of the physical body. The etheric body is the archetype upon which the dense physical form is built, whether it is the form of a solar system or of a human body in any one incarnation. The etheric body is a web or network of fine interlacing channels formed of matter of the four ethers and built into a specific form. These pranic emanations, when focalized and received, react upon the dense matter which is built upon the etheric scaffolding and framework. This etheric web during incarnation forms a barrier between the physical and astral planes, which can only be transcended when consciousness is sufficiently developed to permit escape. When a man has, through meditation and concentration, expanded his consciousness to a certain point, he is enabled to include the subtler planes and to escape beyond the limits of the dividing web. From a treatise on cosmic fire, pages 81 through 82. 3. The etheric body is really a network of fine channels, which are the component parts of one interlacing fine cord, the silver cord. The etheric web is composed of the intricate weaving of this vitalized cord. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 98. 4. Etheric congestion may lead to many forms of disease and of mental incompetence. One portion of the etheric body being congested may lead to the entire physical condition being upset, resulting in diverse complaints. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 109. 5. Remember always that in dealing with the etheric body, we are dealing with physical matter. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 111. 6. The etheric body is the next aspect of the world substance to be studied by scientists and investigators. From a treatise on white magic, page 76. 7. The etheric body is composed of force currents, and in it are vital centers linked by lines of force with each other and with the nervous system of the physical man. Through these lines of force, it is connected also with the etheric body of the environing system. The etheric body is vitalized and controlled by thought, and can, through thought, be brought into full functioning activity. This is done by right thinking and not by breathing exercises and holding the nose. When this is grasped, much dangerous practice will be avoided, and people will come into a normal and safe control of that most potent instrument, the vital body. That this end may rapidly be consummated is my earnest wish. From a treatise on white magic, page 77. 8. It is through the etheric body that all the energies flow, whether emanating from the soul or from the sun or from a planet. From a treatise on white magic, page 105. 9. One of the principal objects of endeavor at the present time on the part of those whom you call the elder brothers of the race is to stimulate, purify, and coordinate the etheric body. This etheric body is not only the transmitter of prana, but is the medium for all the energies which we are considering. Its importance also lies in other directions. A. Being of physical plane matter, literally, etheric consciousness is the next step ahead for the race. This will demonstrate at first as the ability to see etherically and to cognize etheric matter. B. It is the field of exploration immediately ahead of the modern scientist. In 10 years' time, many medical practitioners will be recognizing it as a fact of nature. C. Most of the diseases that the physical body suffers from at present have their roots in the etheric body. There are few, if any, purely physical diseases. Disease has its source in astral and etheric conditions. D. The etheric emanations of people can be great contaminators. In the purification, therefore, of this body lies the secret of a sweeter and saner humanity. E. The secret of safe and sane clairvoyance and clairaudience depends upon the purification of the etheric vehicle. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 372. 10. When the man is on the path of discipleship, and therefore upon the reversed wheel leading to initiation, the etheric body becomes the transmitter of soul energy and not of personality force. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 352. This is a continuation of topic 53, Etheric Body, Vital Body. 11. The etheric body is fundamentally the most important response apparatus which man possesses, producing not only the right functioning of the five senses, and consequently providing five major points of contact with the tangible world, but it also enables a man to register sensitively the subtler worlds, and when energized and controlled by the soul, the spiritual realms stand wide open also. The etheric body is a potent receiver of impressions, which are conveyed to the human consciousness through the medium of the awakened centers. There is, for instance, no true clairvoyance until either the solar plexus or the Ajna center is awakened. These transmitted impressions and information become the incentive whereby conscious activity is initiated. There are many words used to describe these forces and their actuating effects, such as impulses, incentives, influences, potencies, desires, aspirations, and many such terms which are only synonyms for force or energy, and thus convey the same general idea. All of these words refer to forms of activity of the etheric body, but only as the physical body registers them and acts under their impression. The whole theme of motivating force is one of great interest. The vastness of the subject is, however, so real that only little by little can humanity grasp the situation and come to the realization that man is essentially, through his etheric body, an integral part of a great vibrant whole. Only in time will he learn that, through the processes of evolution, can he hope to register all the different areas of divine expression. Only when the etheric body is swept into activity under the influence and through the impressed forces of the soul, the mind, and temporarily of the astral body, can man become aware of all the worlds, all phenomena, and all states of consciousness, and so achieve that omniscience which is the birthright of all the sons of God. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 83 through 84. 12. You are right in your belief that one can be perfectly healthy, but have little resistance to fatigue. The principal factors in reestablishing or making a better etheric control are 1. Sunshine. 2. Careful diet, with the emphasis upon the proteins and vitamins. 3. The avoidance of fatigue and worry. Against all the above at this time, climate, world conditions, environment, and our civilization militate, and the individual has therefore to resign himself to a state of affairs which lies outside his individual control. A normal, sane, regulated life is the best means for establishing a better measure of vitality. You need to remember, however, that where there is a devitalized etheric body and conditions are such that a reestablishment of a vital control seems difficult or impossible, there must be recognition of karmic limitations and a willingness to submit to them and leave affairs to work themselves out. This particular life is not the only one there is. Frequently, therefore, in any particular incarnation, conditions cannot be changed and are prolonged by inner rebellion and revolt. A disciple has to learn the lesson of going on, as the expression is, in spite of and not because of circumstances. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 326 through 327. 13. There are six major propositions which govern all consideration of the etheric body, and I would like to present them to students as a first step. 1. There is nothing in the manifested universe, solar, planetary, or the various kingdoms in nature, which does not possess an energy form, subtle and intangible, yet substantial, which controls, governs, and conditions the outer physical body. This is the etheric body. 2. This energy form, underlying the solar system, the planets, and all forms within their specific rings pass not, is itself conditioned and governed by the dominant solar or planetary energy, which continuously and without break in time creates it, changes, and qualifies it. The etheric body is subject to ceaseless change. This, being true of the macrocosm, is equally true of man, the microcosm, and, through the agency of humanity, will eventually and mysteriously prove true of all the subhuman kingdoms in nature. Of this, the animal kingdom and the vegetable kingdom are already evidence. 3. The etheric body is composed of interlocking and circulating lines of force, emanating from one or other, or from one or many, of the seven planes or areas of consciousness of our planetary life. 4. These lines of energy and this closely interlocking system of streams of force are related to seven focal points or centers to be found within the etheric body. These centers are related, each of them, to certain types of incoming energy. When the energy reaching the etheric body is not related to a particular center, then that center remains quiescent and unawakened. When it is related, and the center is sensitive to its impact, then that center becomes vibrant and receptive and develops as a controlling factor in the life of the man on the physical plane. 5. The dense physical body composed of atoms, each with its own individual life, light, and activity, is held together by and is expressive of the energies which compose the etheric body. These, as will be apparent, are of two natures. A. The energies which form, through interlocked lines of forceful energy, the underlying etheric body, as a whole and in relation to all physical forms. This form is qualified, then, by the general life and vitality of the plane on which the dweller in the body functions, and therefore where his consciousness is normally focused. B. The particularized or specialized energies by which the individual, at this particular point in evolution, through the circumstances of his daily life and his heredity, chooses to govern his daily activities. 6. The etheric body has many centers of force, responsive to the manifold energies of our planetary life, but we shall consider only the seven major centers which respond to the inflowing energies of the seven rays. All lesser centers are conditioned by the seven major centers. This is a point which students are apt to forget. It is here that knowledge of the egoic and of the personality rays is of prime usefulness. It can be seen, therefore, how exceedingly important this subject of energy becomes, because it controls and makes the man what he is at any given moment, and likewise indicates the plane on which he should function and the method whereby he should govern his environment, circumstances, and relationships. He will realize also that in his attitude, attainment, and comprehension shift to ever higher levels. His etheric body will be constantly changing and responding to the new energies. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, pages 142 through 144.